It's about creating a culture where taking risk and suggesting new ideas are encouraged, and where failures are seen as learning opportunities. Welcome to another episode of The Sharp Edge with Shiki, where we are elevating every aspect of life. So if you haven't already subscribed, please stop. Yes. Click that red button and subscribe. All right. And if you haven't shared this link or the YouTube channel, go ahead also share the link and let's get started. All right, so this week we will be talking about strategies for collaborative success. So I don't know what you guys think. Personally, I think collaboration over competition. I love that phrase. I love saying it. I genuinely believe in it. That when you collaborate instead of compete, we all achieve more. All right, so we will be talking about strategies for collaborative success. All right, so again, welcome to The Sharp Edge with Shiki, where we are elevating every aspect of life. We are focusing on collaboration. This is essential in today's interconnected world. So whether you're in a startup business, a multinational corporation, working on a community project, just working on anything in general, it is a good thing to collaborate. And even myself as a CPA, I have other CPAs that I collaborate with, and this makes it better for our clients. Our clients actually benefit from having more than one CPA working on their tax return or whatever the situation is. There are times when I would reach out to other CPAs and we would work on a client together, or another CPA would reach out to me and we'll work on a client together, depending on what the situation is. But it's always, and people will be like, why are you working with another CPA? Like, isn't that your competitor? You know, no, they're not my competitors. We all have our own clients. We all have our own strength. We all have our own uniqueness, you know, and we get our own clients. It's always better to collaborate. We will discuss, you know, what makes collaboration work, explore strategies for effective teamwork, and provide some tips on overcoming common collaborative challenges. If you have collaborated with other people, whether it's in your same field, whether it's classmates, whether it's friends, you know, comment below, say collaboration over competition, you know, drop that in the chat. Let me see those who are working with others. Even if you're throwing a party, there are times when it's easier to work with other people than to try to do it all on your own, right? You may have to share the profit, but that's okay. It's better to get 10 than to get nothing, right? Or it's better to get 50 than to get nothing. Because what some people be like, I'm not working with nobody to do this, because then I would get 100% of the money. But what if you can't do it by yourself? Then you're going to get nothing, because the work is not going to be done. So it's better to work on it with someone, get 50%, than to get nothing at all. So let's start by really understanding what we mean by collaboration. It's a term we often hear, but what does effective collaboration truly involve? It's not just about bringing people together. It's really about uniting them under a shared goal and harnessing their diverse skills to achieve more together than any individual could alone. And like I said, if you have 10 people working on something, you're gonna get more than if it's just you or if it's even two people. So collaboration is all about synergy. It's the magic that happens when a group combines their efforts in ways that lead to extraordinary results. So it requires a collaborative mindset. And if you are a person who competes a lot, or you're very competitive, not in a good way, and the mindset is, I don't want that person to have it, I rather have it, I don't want that person to have the same thing as me, then collaboration is not going to work for you, right? It requires that mindset, a way of thinking that prioritizes the group's objectives over individual agendas and fosters an environment of shared responsibilities and mutual support. Why is this mindset important? Why do you think having that collaborative mindset important? Because it transforms challenges into opportunities. All right? With a collaborative approach, teams can leverage individual differences to spark creativity and innovation, making problem solving more effective and solutions more comprehensive. So we will talk about how do you build a collaborative team, right? Building a team that embodies collaboration starts with understanding the key characteristics that such teams share. These include diversity, which isn't just about demographics. I'm not just talking about your race and your age, you know, things like that, but it's also about bringing varied perspectives and skills to the table. So I may be good at numbers, which really that's what I'm really, really good at numbers, but I'm not good at writing an essay. I'm not good at being creative, right? So if we're, again, let's use the party example. If I'm going to throw a party, I would be really good at looking at the numbers. How much money do we want to do this? What's our budget? How much should we put here? How much should we put there? You know, things like that. But then I need someone to decorate because I'm not creative that way. Or I need someone to put the actual event together, like the agenda. What are we going to do? What can we do for the patrons? What can we do here? Like, so you need a group of people with different skills. And I think I talked about this before, where we should really lean on other people's strength. And when you do that, you literally, you're improving yourself, you're improving the other person, you're getting more done because everyone is really strong at whatever it is they're working on. So it's really about bringing different perspectives and skills to the table. It includes trust and respect, which are the foundation of any successful team. It doesn't matter what you're working on. Trust and respect is really, really important. When you have trust and respect, it allows open and honest communication and making it safe for everyone to express their ideas and their opinions. When you're working as a team, when you're collaborating with others, one of the first things you want to do is talk about roles and responsibilities. An effective team also understands the importance of clear roles and responsibilities, right? So this clarity will help prevent overlaps and it will also help prevent gaps. So if you need someone to print the flyers, again, still using the party, you need someone to print the flyer, you need someone to buy the supplies, you need someone to decorate, you need someone to remind people of what they need to do. You know, you need someone to calculate all the numbers, see how much we spend already, how much more we have to spend, stuff like that. You gotta realize, okay, we need someone for all of that. Do we have more than one person working on the same thing? Because we don't want to overlap. We want to be efficient, right? Did we miss a gap? Is there something there that we didn't have anyone taking care of? So that's when you have roles and when you have responsibilities, it helps prevent overlaps and gaps and ensure that everyone knows what they're responsible for and how their contributions fit into the larger picture. How the things that I'm doing, how is that going to help the larger picture? How is that going to help the outcome of what we're working on? It's really about aligning each member's strength and skills with the right tasks and responsibilities. So optimizing team performance. And we can look at this. How is this useful? How is all of this collaboration useful? It's useful if you're in school, right? Because you're working in teams. It's useful if you're running your own business, right? Because you got to realize, okay, as an entrepreneur, we have so many different task. So it's okay if you collaborate with someone else to help with certain things. So that's if you're in school, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working in say corporate America, you need to work with other teams, other people to help with certain things. Even if you're in church, right? We need a pastor, we need a secretary, we need a treasurer, we need an usher, we need the prior team, we need the worship team. There are so many different parts and this is really, really important. Like collaboration is important in every aspect of your life. And what are we doing? We're elevating every aspect of our life. So definitely try your best to collaborate instead of competing with others. What are some of the strategies for enhancing team collaboration? So communication techniques, oh my gosh. Like I feel like everything that we do really communication is a part of everything that we do. All right, so let's talk about it for a little bit. So communication is often said to be the most critical factor in successful collaboration. Effective teams excel in both sharing information and active listening. So you have to learn when it's time to share, and you also have to learn when it's time to just listen. All right, you can't just be talking and not listening, and you can't just be listening and not putting information and sharing information as well. So you really have to know when it's time to talk and when it's time to listen. Regular check-ins and updates keep everyone aligned. So you may even just have someone just for that. Where are you on your task? Right? So definitely have that regular check-in and update, and that will keep everyone aligned. So collaborative tools and platforms also ensure that communication is ongoing and inclusive. Conflict resolution. We know where we have more than one person's, usually there's going to be conflict. It's natural. We're human. Things, we don't think alike. We're all unique. We have different perspectives. So there's always going to be some conflict. And what about when things don't go smoothly? So conflict is a natural part of any teamwork. The key to collaborative success lies not in avoiding conflict, but in addressing it constructively. So this means establishing norms for handling disagreements and focusing on the issue at hand rather than personal differences. And of course, we're going to talk about encouraging innovation. So fostering an innovative environment is crucial. This involves more than just brainstorming sessions. It's about creating a culture where taking risks and suggesting new ideas are encouraged, and where failures are seen as learning opportunities. So if you have an environment where you said to, as an entrepreneur myself, if I have staff and I want them to be okay to come to me if things are not going good, I want them to look at mistakes or failures as a learning opportunity, and they'll know what not to do next time, right? And everyone will be happy. So what are some common pitfalls? Collaboration isn't without its challenges. Common pitfalls include miscommunication, a lack of commitment, and unclear goals. If we don't know what we're working on, how are we working? We have to know what our goals are. Each of these can derail teamwork, but we can definitely fix those. So regularly revisiting and clearly communicating team goals can help realign efforts, while team building activities can strengthen commitment and cohesion. So there are times you may be working and it's okay to take a break and play some games together, you know, try to build a team, do like a little retreat or a little spa day or something, you know, where the team, it's not about the work, it's about you getting to know your teammates. And when you know people, you work better with them. Right? When you know them on a different level, you work better with them. So we have to sustain collaboration. So maintaining a spirit of collaboration over the long term requires continuous effort. This includes investing in team development, right? Recognizing and rewarding collaborative behaviors and adapting strategies as team dynamics evolve. It's about committing to the collaborative process as a continuous journey, not just a one-time setup. All right. So I know collaboration can take a lot of energy. It definitely can. And there are times when people may feel like it's better if I just try to do it myself than to get other people to work on it with me. But I promise you, you definitely get better results when you work as a team. If you have good team members, that is, you get better results working as a team than working by yourself. You get more done in shorter time as well. If you want to be efficient, it's easier for you to have a team of people doing helping you than you trying to do it by yourself. And I can speak from my own experience, like running my business, I feel like I can do everything or I should do everything. But if you outsource certain things or if you get someone to help you with certain things, it's definitely make everything better and you can look at the bigger picture. You can get more done in shorter time. So we talk, I know it's kind of a lot of information thrown at you guys, but it's really something that I thought about and I was like, okay, we're talking about leadership, we're talking about team building in June. I know it's been a rough June. It's been some things going on in June. And again, I started this podcast and I said I'll do it once, like every week. And there are times when things are going to happen as long as I come back. I didn't say I will be, well, I kind of probably did say that, but the good thing is I'm not giving up. So even though I miss a week or even two or even 3 weeks, or even if I miss a month and I come back, that's still something, right? So again, I apologize. I wasn't there all of June. June has been June-ing. So we went through the essentials of building and sustaining successful collaborative teams. So remember that the strength of a team lies in the ability to unite around a common goal and leverage diverse strength. For July, July's kind of a vacation. Well, it was planned as like a vacation travel month for me, really. There are some changes, so I'll see what I can get to you guys in July. But I didn't have anything really set for July. I was just gonna come, maybe have my daughter be on an episode with me. My son, he's not gonna. But I'll see if I could get hubby. You know, just like a family dynamics for July. Just kind of go through some things. We'll see what July brings. But thank you for joining us. Again, if you haven't subscribed yet, definitely subscribe. You can find us on other podcasts, streaming platforms, and you can find us here on YouTube. So keep collaborating and keep achieving. Ready, set, goals.